Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Saturday, November 26th. Today on Forbes, the most valuable sports agencies 2022. The rich get richer amid a wave of consolidation. When powerhouse talent agency CAA completed its $750 million deal for rival ICM Partners in June, it was the biggest merger to hit Hollywood representation in over a decade. Its impact on the sports world was seismic as well, bringing together two of the largest soccer talent divisions and combining rosters of stars like Manchester City's Jack Grealish and Tottenham Hotspur's Son Heung-min. But that soccer shakeup was possible only because of two previous combinations: CAA's 2019 acquisition of Base Soccer Agency and ICM's 2020 deal for Stellar Group, then the world's largest soccer agency, according to Forbes estimates. In fact, those mergers are only two in a long list that has redrawn the sports talent representation landscape in recent years. CAA, for instance, has gobbled up agencies including Football Practice Five Star Athlete Management and the coaching-focused Kauffman Sports Management Group, while competitors such as Excel Sports Management, Octagon, Wasserman, and WME Sports have gone on shopping sprees of their own, snapping up smaller businesses in baseball, basketball, coaching, golf, hockey, soccer, and women's sports. The result? In an already top-heavy industry, the handful of behemoths have a lot more weight to throw around. Forbes estimates that CAA now manages over $14 billion in active playing contracts, as well as $3.8 billion in non-playing contracts for its individual sports clients, translating to commissions of up to $971 million for its agents across the life of those contracts. That cements its place as the most valuable sports agency in Forbes' ranking, a spot it has held every year since Forbes began publishing the list in 2013. Relative to the previous edition, in 2020, which did not track endorsements or other sorts of non-playing contracts, such as coaching and front office deals, the value of CAA's playing contracts under management is up 58%, and its maximum commissions on those contracts are up 61%. Wasserman, $733 million in maximum commissions, WME Sports, $588 million, Excel Sports Management, $499 million, and Octagon, $212 million, round out the top five of the list, which this year includes only agencies with a substantial presence in North America. In a sign of the growing split between the haves and the have-nots, the top five agencies' maximum commission figures add up to $3 billion, more than double the total for the next 15 agencies in the ranking. Perhaps no agency embodies the consolidation sweeping through the industry better than WME Sports, which ranked just 11th among North American-focused agencies in 2020. At the time, its talent representation business was largely limited to tennis and golf under the IMG banner after the group's 2014 merger. But with support from parent Endeavor, whose expansive umbrella includes one of Hollywood's traditional Big Four talent agencies, as well as sports properties like UFC, WME Sports has built up a coaching representation division by luring agent Brett Just from CAA, folded in basketball agency BDA Sports Management, and launched a baseball division by hiring agents Jim Murray and Michael Stival away from Excel Sports Management. In January, it brought on Joel Siegel from Sport5 to join forces with former CAA agents Brian Arriault and Ben Renzen, giving it one of football's most star-studded client rosters. The top sports agencies of today pitch themselves as 360-degree outfits for their clients, able not just to negotiate a playing contract, but to land an endorsement deal, or help create a company, or manage a social media presence. The divisions extend to TV and film, podcasting, live events, fashion, licensing, all the better to attract star athletes who want to leap from the playing field into the broader entertainment culture. Octagon president and founder Phil Di Picciotto notes that his agency recently created a career development and transition division to guide its athlete clients after their playing careers end. For full coverage, check out Brett Knight's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.